Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday, I believe it. What is it today? 8-2. Live show. I'll tell you what, I was not on last night. I apologize that, but I put the last Friday on, had him re-memorex it because it looks like we're going to the nuclear war, and that's what we are hearing about today as a possibility. Apparently the USS Eisenhower is now off with a bunch of our destroyers off the coast of Iran and, you know, in different places. I believe that I don't know if they're in the just off the Persian Gulf in the Indian Ocean, or I don't believe they're in the I don't believe they're further on up into the smaller area of the Persian Gulf. But that right there tells you that there's a possibility. And I will say this, that Israel struck decisively, and he sure didn't listen to Comma Chameleon, I'll tell you what. Or Red China Joe. But now here's another thing. Just to let you know, there's about six surveillance balloons up over the United States. You got one up around North Dakota, Montana, that would have, you know, the ability to see all the silos and stuff. You also have one up over Kansas, which you could then see. And with these balloons, when they're up about 50, 60,000 feet, you know, up above 52,000, then they're in space, in a sense. And then here's the deal. Who knows who they're surveilling for? If you have a Red China Joe who took allegedly, 1.8 billion, don't you know, to his son, Hunter, back a while ago, then who's to say where all the information, even if it is U.S. surveillance, military surveillance balloons, who's to say where that information goes? Oh, we're beaming up to the satellite. Yeah. Yes, sir. Beaming it up to the satellite. The Chinese say, that's fine. We'll pick it up from there, you know. Now, if we've got all that many up, and there's different ones, I mean, you can look at the ADS-B, but some of these sites would also be the silos. Some would be like where strato tankers fly out of. But if you've got at that distance, you got about a 600-mile line of sight on these balloons. And who's to say they're not Red Chinese balloons, or that they're a holding company that the Chinese have stuff in? I mean, it's just interesting. Because you got all kind of activity at Mar-a-Lago. You got the guy, the Secret Service, as this Chinese guy come up who says he has documents that proves that the Chinese are involved in the assassination attempt. And what does the Secret Service do? They turn him away and tell him to not come back. Be trespassing. So then he comes back today and he drives past the Secret Service guards. So then they arrest him, and now he's arrested on a $10,000 bond. Oh, yeah. Big detriment right there, huh? And he's still saying that he has documents that the Chinese are involved in this thing. But who knows? Because the Chinese have been trying to get into Mar-a-Lago for some time. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, the game is afoot, and I see also now today that the Secret Service, acting head of the Secret Service, who is a, I'll tell you what, he's fiddling the can again. Fiddling the can. The guy ain't telling the truth, but he's got him a new high and tight haircut to make sure he's properly groomed to show that he's high and tight, you know? Well, he ain't high and tight because whistleblowers in his own units, in his own Secret Service, which is a $3.1 billion outfit, okay? $3.1 billion outfit. And then all of a sudden, a kid who happens to shoot his gun near, you know, at a town, you know, not all that far from where the Butler PA was, but not in Butler exactly. And he shoots his gun at a gun club where all the federales, including Secret Service, there were people, shoot their guns at, and state police, oh, and local police, and all kind of sheriff's deputies, etc. Now, I'm not saying anything specifically about any of those. However, if you really want to understand, you go back to old Hawk's two questions. Who gave the order? Who tuned the kid up? All right? Who gave the order? Who tuned the kid up? Now, to wit on that, they never talk about how the parents... They never talk about how his parents called the cops 3 hours before. They talk about this guy, the Secret Service, the Secret Service, talks about the 3 minutes before the gunfire started. And then he says, the Secret Service never got any of that stuff. Well, that's baloney, I guarantee you. Allegedly it is anyway, because I know for a fact, having heard from people who actually do local stuff, not here, but somewhere else, who do local police who cooperate with the Secret Service, there are radios that they have, the radios that they say they don't have. And even if they didn't, and they're in some kind of a state police or deputy or the sheriff's headquarters, so to speak, why in the heck aren't they listening? Well, then if you go into the situation, why were Kennedy's, not the guy that originally drove the car who got an upper respiratory infection for real, somehow or another, that was a good man. That was a good man and a good driver. But then why did the Secret Service agents then slip over to Fort Worth to the Cellar Club and stay up till 5 o'clock in the morning drinking booze and hobnobbing with the girly girls, okay? That's a real reality of the JFK assassination. So those people were drunker than skunks, a lot of them. And then the driver was not the regular driver in the whole nine yards. And I've sat up there, and I've told you before, I'll tell you again. I've sat up there in the Greek little pavilion, you know. And I went down there. I decided I was on business one time, and I went down there to Dallas. I said, I'm going to go down to Dealey Plaza, look at the grassy knoll. I'm done for the day. I'm going to go take a look at that thing. So I go to the pergola, the little Greek thing there on the corner, by the fence, all right? And the grassy knoll, on the grassy knoll by the fence. And I go in there, and who's in there? At the time, it was interesting, very much interesting, because it was Robert Grodin, the House Select Committee on Intelligence, photographic expert, who was sitting in there, and there's just a little slight drizzle of rain, so he was sitting in the pergola, and he also had videotapes or CDs of his findings and his different stuff, and then he also had his books, and he was showing all the pictures of He had a book out about Oswald at the time. And he was showing the videos and all that. So I started talking about him because I had an entrevue I had seen one time somebody speak who happened to be Hostie. Long ago, I saw him one time back in the late 80s. And so I just said about that. And then we sat there and talked about the JFK assassination and the grassy knoll and the picket fence and the whole nine yards and where people were at, all the thing. And then I was kind of hiding behind the one of the pillars that would, the steps down from that would go out onto the sidewalk, right down onto the sidewalk to the street, to Dealey Plaza. He was sitting back to where you couldn't see him, back a little bit further back. And then that's when, and I don't know why the Lord showed me this, but I since then I know the Lord has showed me that. And then that's when I saw the group in plain clothes, what looked to be very military type guys, and I would say special ops because they were not a uniformity to them. There were all kind of different type people. And I could overhear, I could kind of peek around the corner, I could hear the officer, who was probably, I don't know, an intelligence officer or a special ops officer, I don't know, a captain, major, maybe that kind of a thing. Not a lieutenant, and not a lieutenant JG, or, but looked like he was probably more to the Army side of things. And he, although the special ops could have been varied, but I heard him say, plain as day, and we had a guy over there on the Dow Techs building. We had the two up there in the Texas School Book Depository. We had one in Dallas Records, and, of course, we had one right here. And so then I wheeled around the corner, and I said, don't y'all have that? And I said, just as loud as I'm saying it now, don't y'all have that on the sand table at the Black Rock, at the Black Blockhouse on the back of Fort Bragg? And about a 6'4" black guy who I would estimate to be the master sergeant or the master chief, but probably a master sergeant. He says, yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. So I'm going to tell you what. Then the officer said, we got to go. Let's get up here, man. There's this crazy man talking here in that building there. So I said, well, y'all are the ones that killed him, not me. And so they hustled off. And then as they went, the guy who had like a California Surf Shop shirt on, not the Red Chinese, had the Ron John shirt on, but he had a surf shop. And he looked like a Malibu guy. Man, he was stone cold Malibu. Or stone cold Navy SEAL, a small blonde-haired guy, had a mustache and a little bit curlier hair, definitely a special ops, and he gave me the Hawaiian sign, you know, with the little finger and the thumb up and the Howley sign or whatever they call it, and he went like that, and he had a big smile on his face saying, like, Mr., you hit it right nail on the head. And so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And then it's really weird is that I saw live on TV back in that day, I saw Oswald get shot by Jack Ruby in the basement of the Dallas Police Headquarters. I was watching TV because they were bringing Oswald out. And then I saw, whoa, and there's Jack Ruby comes in with the .38, pops him in the gut, kills him. And I've seen that. I also remember that I did see and hear Walter Cronkite immediately after the saying the president's been shot at JFK. So the Lord has shown me these things even as a young person. I got to see that, and I didn't know what to say other than it was very, very troubling at the time, obviously. But I also then later on, I saw, if you look at the RFK assassination, which incidentally, you had the Sirhan out front, but then there was another guy who was in a security guard's uniform that shot him from behind with a .38, allegedly. And that information was provided initially by various outlets and various magazines and various TV programs and different things and history, different things. You had a person allegedly named Eugene Thane Cesar, who was a security guard that night as they walked through that hotel with RFK, walked through the hotel kitchen. And then when Sirhan, who had seen the polka dot dress lady and who was a tuned up mind control and MK Ultra, allegedly, he then had a 10 or 12 shot 22, and he started popping shots. But that isn't what killed Kennedy. Kennedy was killed by a .38 from the back of the head. And that allegedly is Eugene Thane Cesar. Allegedly. Who after leaving went allegedly to the Philippines. But he is supposedly allegedly had mob ties as well. And consequently, you have different things. Then I also saw, which I was watching Reagan on TV, and I was at work and we had a TV set up there and we were watching Reagan come out of that motel when Hinckley shot Reagan and the Secret Service pushed Reagan in the car, but Reagan had been shot and then the Secret Service man landed on top of him and they took off. And then allegedly that night, Hinckley's parents, who allegedly were from Colorado, allegedly, the night prior to that shooting, and everybody says that, oh, he was trying to impress Jodie Foster. Well, that's an interesting thought, and maybe that was his mind control situation, okay? But he had, his parents were eating allegedly with Jeb Bush and possibly another Bush. And they were tied in with the Colorado people, Hinckley's parents, through various savings and loans and banks and that kind of stuff. And they allegedly had dinner the night before. Very interesting. So I'm telling you, the Lord has shown me different things, and I've had me be in a position where I saw them in different years and different things. And then House Select Committee on Assassinations, Robert Grodin, out of Dallas area. And he was the one that showed all the pictures and the pictures on the grassy knoll and Black Dog Man and the whole nine yards. And then, you know, I was trying to tell you the other night, and I never did say it. But at the time of after that shooting of JFK, there were a tall Cuban-like man in a white instruction helmet looking up into the grassy knoll parking lot. All right. during that time period. And then there was another guy there too. And then allegedly there was a electrical box or a railroad box where the railroad office is back behind that grassy knoll fence, picket fence. And there is a train track there. But they had in a box, allegedly may have had a firearm, a rifle in that thing. And you got to look that up. That's the men who killed Kennedy, which was done by the History Channel, but it was done before Poppy Bush and his crew bought into the History Channel big time. And then since then, you can't get certain stuff from the History Channel. I don't know if you can still get The Men Who Killed Kennedy. You might be able to. But when you look into the Hitler going to South America, all of that stuff that they had on television that was a very popular History Channel series, and then the follow-up to it, extra years, that is not available in the United States formats for VD, video on demand, or, you know, compact disc, video disc, not available. You can get it allegedly in the Australian version, but not the American version or British or any kind of other thing. So consequently, they're still covering up for all of that stuff. And then, even on this deal with Trump, I've talked to you about how I saw many, many times on television, and Lester Holt of NBC asked Biden, Red China Joe, why he said, let's 2 days or 3 days before the 13th of July, when Trump, when they attempted to assassinate him, when the guy shot and hit his ear, as he turned his head and it hit the ear rather than the brain band. Why Biden said 2 days before that, I believe in Michigan or Detroit, why he had said, let's put Trump in the bullseye. And then Biden jibber-jabbered, I mean, focus on him, focus on him. I mean, put him in the crosshairs. Well, nobody said crosshairs, they said bullseye. But then that was during the week, allegedly, of Target. You got a big, nice Target, right? Allegedly, that was during the week also of the Circle sale. The Circle sale, okay? Very interesting, just anomaly. But then as those Secret Service agents we're trying to take Trump to the car, you also see, as I told you tonight, I'm talking to you about, you see some people pop up there by the motorcade car. You see them pop up and consequently, they have the white construction helmets on. Now, I know that there were some people that had, later on at the Republican convention, had Teamster helmets on and said Teamsters. I'm not so sure these did. And what was odd to me, because as I watched it, as they were trying to put Trump in the big black SUV, into the Suburban or Tahoe or whatever it was, is that these guys' heads kind of pop up from the crowd and they look around and they look, one of them looks around and the other one looks in and to see what's going on, because they're putting Trump in the car and Trump is still raising his fist and a fight there too. He's still raising the fist and that bigger Secret Service agent is trying to push him down in the car. And then that's the guy, there was one guy back there watching to see, and then what they were trying to do, I suspect and I surmise and allegedly have a feeling or an opinion that somebody right there was trying to see how badly he was wounded. So this thing is still about that. And then the Secret Service guy fiddling the old can, la, 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 you see, but taking more blame, but la, 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 all the way, but still not answering the, information. And then you see Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter, and Whalen, Paul Whalen. Paul Whalen got off the plane first, the Andres, and he was greeted by Red China Joe, and then secondarily by, real close secondarily, by Comma Chameleon. Comma Chameleon. Then Gershkovich was number two, and they greeted Paul Whalen and talked with him and hugged him and all of that. And then she, Kamala Chameleon, shook hands and talked to him and hugged him. And then his family were right behind him. So then he goes to see the family. Then Red China Joe deserts the front posse position, where Comma Chameleon now is in the dominant position, and goes back and hugs the family of Whalen. Just at the same time, Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter, is coming down the stairway from the plane, and he kind of puts his hands up and says, what am I supposed to do? He had been told he's going to greet President Biden, right? And so he walks on down, then he sticks his hands out to shake Comma Chameleon, the new president, allegedly, her hand. And then Biden hurries up and runs from the family of Whalen and gets back up there to where he's supposed to be, and then shakes hands with Gershkovich. So consequently, he was designed in that scheme of things to make it to be her that welcomed Gershkovich home. So this thing is all beyond the pale as far as things go, ladies and gentlemen. All beyond the pale. I want to tell you also tonight that, well, you saw stock market went way down today. And I think it was down 600 and some points, it was down 735 when I was first watching it. Let me see what the market did close at here. The Dow Jones Industrials closed down 610.71, down to 39,737. And the S&P, 53,46,56. NASDAQ, 16,776. Ah, interesting, huh? S&P 500 down, the NASDAQ sharply lower as weak jobs report triggers recession. So now we got the recession word. I thought Kamala's Chameleon's economy was just great. Biden's economy was just great. So here now we haven't had a Federal Reserve reduce the interest rates, but now they're talking, well, maybe we ought to reduce them in September. So then in September, you see, then the economy might start to improve, the stock market go way up. So then they could say, well, see, Biden's still the president. He's working it, and Kamala and him are on the same pathway. This thing is a bunch of horse hockey, if you know what I mean. Horse hockey pucks, all right? So I'm going to tell you what. this thing is not right. You've been an attempted assassination. You have another Secret Service counter sniper with an email saying that we could have another attempt, another presidential attempt before the end of the before the election in November 5th. And he's not talking about Kamala, he's talking about Trump. And if you think all the stocks are good and all the stocks are bad, Intel has a very weak weighting. Intel stock. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. But you'd better be looking at like the Holiday information there to prepare, or the no such thing as doomsday information, which is Philip Hogue, that book. You need to take a look to see, and you can get other lists. Other lists from suppliers of long-term storage foods and other lists of suppliers in general on information, but get the list that lists out the different food and how much food you should have for each person and that kind of thing in terms of grains and legumes and different stuff, vegetables, fruits, etc. And then you got to look at that, and you also have to look at the list that show the medical things, the medical stuff that you might need as a backup or as a situation to where you're going to need so many different types of bandages and that kind of stuff, the different types of over-the-counter medications, the different types of adhesive tapes, all the different stuff that you can possibly get for medical. And I would urge you to get a good, if you can, a good Red Cross, you know, a good medical pack, a medic's bag, a military medic's bag, a corpsman's type bag, okay, that has a lot of the good juicy stuff in it, and then add to it by a great deal. Add to the bandages and different stuff. And then there's general equipment, tools, you know, hammers, screwdrivers, knives, all the stuff, playing cards, games for the kids, you know, all the different things. I would throw in cans of oil for your car, your truck, or, you know, a 5-gallon jug or whatever of it with some kind of way of pouring it in that you could measure so that you don't overfill. But consequently, that's the kind of thing you need. Nails, screws, bolts, all the different things that you can then join stuff. And then I was talking to somebody today, and they said they were buying, they were going to originally buy 20 sheets of plywood a day, but they looked at the price and they didn't get paid till next week, so they're not going to do it this week. But we're talking about the price of them, even looking at it. Half inch, I would say if you can get the 3/4 inch, but the half inch are 20 or 25, I think 25 to 30 bucks a pop. And then I think the 3/4 inch are, you know, bigger than that, a lot bigger than that. But I'll tell you what, if you had sheets of plywood and you put a sheet of plywood on a, laid it flat, say against your basement wall, and you had water barrels or water boxes stacked up, and you had boxes of your long-term storage food, you could make a go behind tunnel on a, you know, like on an angle, and have those food boxes and different stuff, maybe ammo crates, where you could put the plywood at an angle and angle it down so you could have room behind it. But you could also do it in a situation to where you could take the plywood, and then you could put 2x10s or, you know, what have you, 2x6s, and frame around the outside in a U. And then you could stack bricks in there or blocks, the thinner blocks. And that then would give you more protection against a round or shrapnel or what have you. Give you additional protection. And then if you put up the 50 gallon drums of water, or you put up the different stack of blocks in front of that, then you can hold those up and you've got you a nice place to hide behind. Okay? Even on a flat basement wall. And if you had a restroom or bathroom down in the basement, where you had water somewhere, or if you had sinks for the laundry tubs, that kind of stuff, you might want to put it in a wall near that so you had a possibility of getting some water. Or you want to store water, you want to have it down there as well and have used the water to store it. Then I'm going to tell you, I'm just trying to say things that I know that I have done because of what I was told to do, and then also reading about it. You have the oxygen, like you have the oxygen liquid that you can put into the water where it'll keep it for 5 years, and not the oxygen will keep it from going brackish. And then I would also tell you that you need a Berkey light or a British Birkfeld. Now they don't have the black Berkey filters, but you have the Selsun filters with the silver in them and the carbon. You need different ones. You got also Alexapures and then just pure PUR and Alexapure, and then you've got different types of filters, K9 combis. And get extra filters, because if you got, even if you've got like the aerobic 7 oxygen put into the tanks or put into the water barrels or water boxes or water blocks or whatever you got, or even the gallon jugs, if you've got the aerobic 7, you can still, even after 5 years, it's done probably good keeping it from going brackish, because the oxygen kills the bacteria in there, keeps it from going and growing. But you would still run it through the Berkey or the Aquarain or the K9 or whatever you're going to do it. And flush it out. And then if you can't do anything else, you could always boil it. And that's good to have a gumbo pot or a boil pot. And let's see what we got here. 6:15 Eastern Daylight. IDF attacking Lebanon and Syria. The window is now open. The Israeli Defense Force attacking Lebanon and Syria. Allegedly 6:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So that's over an hour ago. Window is now open. Breakout of kinetic war expected any moment today. And I believe that Hal Turner put that out. Hal Turner radio show. I have air strikes in Hermat, northern Lebanon, near the Syrian border. Israeli strike near the village of Qasar in the Hermel district, close to the border with Syria. Qasar is located approximately 140 kilometers from the Israeli border. It marked one of the deepest Israeli strikes in Lebanon amid the war. So, U.S. Navy aircraft are patrolling the eastern Mediterranean coast. And the United States Navy aircraft, a Northrop Grumman MQ-4 Triton with registration, is, I'm not going to give that, is currently flying over the eastern Mediterranean coast. But then we also got allegedly the Eisenhower off the Persian Gulf, I think, in perhaps the Indian Ocean, or close to the Persian Gulf. But that's where they can attack with a lot of destroyers. No doubt an Arleigh Burke or two, but you know, here's the thing. Do you remember when we've seen the Russians turned off the Donald Cook from up above with a pass of one jet? Remember? The Donald Cook, USS Donald Cook, an Arleigh Burke class destroyer. And then all only thing was left on was the exit lights, allegedly, until they re-jump started the thing and got it out of there. But allegedly during that time period is that the EMP stuff or the electronic warfare systems they were using were allegedly started in Iran, okay, and that the Russians came in and provided money at the time to finish that off. So consequently, they may have the tools to do the electronic warfare against our aircraft or ships as well. Much thanks to Daryl E. Thank you, brother, for praying for me, and I can use all the prayer I can get. Because last night I had, I was very, very ill, and ill from taking the chemo too. And but I'll tell you what, I just cannot believe this stuff. And at this point in time, I pray for all the listeners out there who have the cancer, who have the heart problems or the major illnesses. And God bless Ronnie and the sheriff from the old Stagecoach Stop and all the different people, the Jarhead and all the different people. God bless you all. And I will say this, that Biden administration officials are stating that they're still unsure if or what or when Iran has decided to launch their retaliatory strike against Israel, though it's believed it will likely happen within the next few days or weeks. Okay, yeah, that's, I've heard they're playing the war song, the war anthem in Tehran. Let's see this one right here. Fatux News Agency posted 7 p.m. on Friday, August 2nd. And I don't know whether that's Eastern or Central or whatever. Israel is preparing for a scenario that includes an Iranian missile attack significantly larger than the one in April. And the assessment is that the attack will include attempts to shut down the communication systems in Israel, according to Israel Hayom, okay? So now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. We could go to a nuclear war here pretty quick if we are not watching out. And then who knows? The Red China Joe, is it his double? And I thought the man last night sitting on the tarmac, I thought that he might have been allegedly, in certain opinions, allegedly, from a satiric play, allegedly, that he might have been that double of Red China Joe that was seen on a videotape. On the internet. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. That was seen on the internet where he was walking out the back door of the White House with two DC cops. And then he looked exactly like Red China Joe. But he didn't have Secret Service. He had two DC cops. And then the guy taking his photograph on his camera phone. The guy was giving him the two thumbs up and then talking to him a little bit. Sounded like Biden, looked like Biden. I don't think it was Biden. I think it was one of the doubles. And then I've also known people who've guarded different W. Bushes and different people, and they talk about the doubles. Churchill had doubles, the whole nine yards. Hitler definitely had doubles. These people always have a double at the top if they can get them. And if they don't have them, naturally they pay somebody to cut them surgically, you know, with plastic surgery to make them look like them. To make them look like them. Oh, yes. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. See what I've got here in the story. I'm trying to get any kind of update I can for you here on any of stuff. Oh, man. Oh. I want to say a shout out to B and E of B, and especially B. May the Lord Jesus go and touch you right now. May he touch you right now, and may he give you the full presence of his spirit upon you to take your body and take it and heal it or give you the medical miracle you need at this time. In the Lord Jesus' name, I pray. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is just... getting to be very interesting. That's all I can tell you. And I would read Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And I would say also that you need to read Matthew 25, which gives you the preparations that you need to do in terms of lamps and lamp oil. But if you look at that and you say, let's translate that to food and water and defensive measures and medical attention and all the kind of things, then you will understand what to do. And then John 14. Marvelous. I've read that to you a million times. I'm not going to read it to you again tonight. Probably should, but you read, go read John 14 from the thing. Read it in the King James. Read it however you want, but I like to read it in the King James. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Yeah, this is the old friend Crazy Horse sent me from Alex Jones, Friday War Room Live. breaking. Kamala Harris officially nominated in secret virtual delegation meeting after she receives no votes, does no debates, and no TV interviews. Come on, come on, Kamala, chameleon. And I'll tell you what, on the other hand, I think Trump blew it at the Black journalist deal. I think he could have said what he said, but I think he chose his words incorrectly, and he hurt himself in there. And they had trickery, and they had all kind of trouble because he was coming, and then they told him he couldn't do a Zoom. He had to come live, and then Kamala could do a Zoom sometime later, and she was supposed to be there and wasn't going to be there. Yeah. Secretary of Defense orders Navy cruisers, destroyers, and additional fighter squadron to the Middle East, Pentagon says, Reuters. Yes, we're loading up in the area right now. Loading up in the area. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I hope there isn't a nuclear war tonight, but there's a possibility there could be one that develops to that. And if that develops to that, you're going to see it in different places. I would also point out to you is that the Russians came back to Cuba again. And then now that we've got hurricanes coming, don't we? We got all kind of wild wind and water that Florida is starting to prepare for right now. They also can do, obviously, other weather warfare items, you know, various places in America. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would give me a medical miracle, Lord, and that you remove this cancer from my body and that you would allow me to breathe properly. I know I sound okay on air because, Lord Jesus, that is what you've done. You've continued me on, which passed where the original doctors and what I thought I would be alive. So I'm not completely miracle. I don't have a miracle cure nor healed, but I am being extended in life. And when I did the first show after I'd got this diagnosis and everything, remember I couldn't talk. I was talking like this. And then Brother Quayle came on with me the next time. And then the Lord pop goes the weasel man. I had voice back. So I sound good, but I can't walk more than five, six paces using a walker. And I'm back to using the wheelchair more as well. Somebody to push me because consequently I can then have enough breath after 5-6 paces to where I don't have to pant like a dog. And yeah, I have an oxygen machine, which you probably hear from time to time, and that puts oxygen in my nose. But it doesn't always get it down in through the nose into the lungs, which then can help the heart. So I have to deep breathe and do different stuff. But let me tell you what, that don't mean I'm an easy mark. Doesn't mean I'm an easy mark, so nobody should think that out there. Nobody should think that out there, because I'll tell you what, I know about where the front side is on a handgun. And if I was in another area, I got pop goes the weasel 12 gauges and I got the Chinese deer gun or two. But I certainly have more than one magazine just in case the old bad guys come down the block. And I've had the red Chinese at my door, so I've told you that story a million times, too. So we're looking at a possibility of recession. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, any help is needed and wanted, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And the easiest, Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, a bit of platinum. Check or money order. And then I'll tell you, Steve Quayle's at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And I'll tell you, tell them Old Hawk sent you, and you better get some gold or silver from Steve. But let me tell you what. Steve hasn't retired either. All right? And when you have people that are having a knee replacement, you've been in the hospital and being operated on, like Steve had. You got me with the cancer and all the stuff. And I wasn't diagnosed at a basic cancer. I was diagnosed as stage 4. That's when my first diagnosis was stage 4 cancer. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, any assistance is needed is welcome. And anything that you can buy from Brother Steve or even like Gates of Hell and the Crosshairs, that video is now available on video demand. I suggest you go up and look at the trailer and that you order that as well. Get any of Steve's books that he's still got, Empire Beneath the Ice, if you want to see it, Goodwin's Xenogenesis or Terminator, The End of Man is Near, or all the other books that Brother Quayle has, the Giants books. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for your Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, your ranch, your business. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology, and you know who you are. Use your high technology from space to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the United States, and if necessary, in defense of Israel. Fandango Rangers, I know you know what's going on. Tiger T, God bless you. Road and Track Little L, God bless you. Thank you for all you do. Brothers of the 22, God bless you. And to Dunlap, Iowa, Beatrice, Nebraska. Beatrice, y'all be careful where you're going down there. Diamond Springs, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you better go out and prepare a little bit more. Food, water preparation, ammunition, medical supplies. Better watch the news. Thank you and good night.